The Continental Celebrity Club. The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our own young comedy star, Jackie Kell. The songs of Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block's orchestra. Yours truly, Bud Collier, and as our special guest this evening, Hollywood's newest young romantic star, Peter Lawford. From the Broadway musical Annie, Get Your Gun, Margaret Whiting brings us a brand new hit, I've Got the Sun in the Morning.
Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. I got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. I got no checkbook, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. I'm with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening. I'm all right. I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, baby, baby, I'm all right.
You are listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of unbreakable tamper-proof metal cans, of paper and fiber containers, of bottle caps, and of plastic. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drugs, motor oils, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products. Now the Celebrity Club stage is set for the entrance of our young comedy star. And to you folks who are curious about his private life, I can say this. Jackie Kelk's father was an electrician, and Jackie was his first big shock. Here he is, that mountain of muscle, to greet you in his usual dynamic style.
Hello. Bud, yesterday was the first official day of summer, so I went swimming at Coney Island.
Oh.
Yeah, I got into an argument with some woman who brought her dog on the beach.
Why? Did the dog annoy you?
Sure. He thought I was a bone and tried to bury me in the sand. And that wasn't the only excitement, Bud. One girl was swimming around and a guy dove underwater and tried to pinch her. She hit him on the head with a rock.
Oh, boy, I'd like to see the bump on his head.
Okay, I'll take off my hat.
Jackie, you must have had quite a day at Coney Island. You probably look wonderful in a bathing suit.
Oh, I do. But I think it's time I got a new bathing suit.
Why?
Well, the one I've got now has a hole in the knee. But if you really want to see how I look in a bathing suit, here's a picture my mother took just before I went in the water.
Oh, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that big bulge in the back?
Well, I couldn't get a locker, and I didn't want to leave my clothes on the beach. Oh, we had lots of fun in the ocean, Bud.
You did, huh?
Yeah, we had a contest to see who could stay underwater longest.
Oh.
My Uncle Herman stayed under 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I stayed under 2.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But my Uncle Charlie set a record.
Well, how long did he stay under?
Well, he went down at 4 o'clock yesterday, and he hasn't come up yet.
Well, if I know your Uncle Charlie, he'll finally show up at home at 3 in the morning.
Uh-huh, and Aunt Mabel will say, "Where were you?" See, they've been married 20 years, and they've always been together.
Really? Never separated, huh?
Just once, but it took 3 cops to do it. But aside from Uncle Charlie, we had a swell day at the beach, Bud. My mother brought along lunch in a shoebox.
What about it?
Well, I told her I didn't like my sandwich. She said, "Put that down. You're chewing on my open-toed wedgies." Uncle Herman didn't know she was bringing food, so he brought his own lunch. I warned him not to eat those pig's knuckles.
Why? What happened?
Oh, it made the pig so nervous it kicked 2 of his teeth out.
Jackie, was your father down at the beach, too?
Oh, no. He's working in the new Continental Can plant in Houston, Texas.
Oh, really? What does he do there?
On what day?
Oh, on an average day, let's say Thursday.
Oh, well, on Thursday he gets up around 11 o'clock, plays pool for an hour.
What?
Has lunch, then he takes a nap, and then he reads a book.
Wait a minute. You mean he doesn't do a lick of work all day and they don't fire him? Well, that's amazing.
What's amazing about it? Thursday's his day off.
All right, all right. Let's get back to you on the beach at Coney Island.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as my mother went home, I had a chance to pay some attention to my girlfriend, Veronica.
Oh, is she at the beach, too?
Uh-huh.
Veronica weighs 240 pounds. What kind of a bathing suit was she wearing?
A 2-piece rag with a 3-way sag. Honest, but that girl is getting bigger every day. She used to eat between meals.
And now?
Now she eats between the betweens. Oh, but what got me mad was the way she started to rave about Peter Lawford.
She did, huh?
I said to her, "Forget Peter Lawford. Thousands of women are chasing him."
Did that keep her quiet?
No, she said, "Get me a pair of track shoes. I want to get in the race, too." Well, that got me furious, but I said to her, "I'm as good looking as Peter Lawford. Handsome..." I repeat. I said to her, "I'm as good looking as Peter Lawford. Handsome faces running my family."
Well?
She said, "Yours ran so far it made a clean getaway." Well, that got me to thinking about Peter Lawford, Bud. Aside from his looks, now, what's the secret of his success with women?
Oh. It's very simple, Jackie.
It is.
When he takes a girl out, he shows her a whale of a good time. When he puts his arm around her, it's as strong as the arm of an octopus. And when it comes to the technique of kissing, he's a shark.
Whale, octopus, shark.
Uh-huh. How does that compare with you?
Bud.
What?
Shake hands with a herring.
Now that we've compared notes with Jackie Calc, here are some notes from Ray Block and the orchestra. Wrapped up in a very special arrangement, they read Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
household gadgets they're making these days are designed to save unnecessary work for the housewife. Well, the tin can has been doing that for years. Canned food is convenient to buy, easy to carry, store, and open. And the tin can saves work after it has been opened, too. For there's no need to bother transferring leftover canned food to another container. It's perfectly safe and protected when kept cool and covered in the can it came in. You can take the word of the United States Department of Agriculture for that. You see, both the can and the food inside are sterilized after the can has been hermetically sealed. That's your guarantee of complete tamper-proof protection. Your guarantee that when you open a can of food, you can be sure it has never been opened before.
Say, Bud, I was just wondering, Peter Lawford isn't married. Do you think I could talk him into marrying my sister?
No, Jackie, he won't go for your sister. She's an old maid.
Well, I know, but I'll tell him she's a glamour girl.
What?
Yeah, for instance, I'll say that one of her steady boyfriends is Cary Grant.
Now, wait a minute. Did she ever have a date with Cary Grant?
Bud, the last date my sister had was with General Grant. But it won't hurt if I build her up to Peter a little by telling a few lies.
Jackie, I say that you should always tell the truth. I know the story of George Washington and the cherry tree.
Oh, you do, Ray?
Sure. Little George chopped down a cherry tree. When his father asked him who did it, George Washington said, "I did." And his father didn't hit him. Do you want to know why?
Why?
The old man was no dope. The kid had an axe in his hand.
Stop. I know how to get Peter to marry my sister. I'll start by saying, Peter, how would you like to be related to me?
No thanks, Jackie. I like my relatives to be living.
Oh, well, Peter Lawford. Welcome to the Celebrity Club, Peter. You know, the very first time I saw you in the movies, you became my favorite star.
Thank you, Jackie. You know, the first time I heard you on the air, you registered with me as an instant hit.
Oh, really?
Yes, the instant I turn you on, somebody hit me.
Oh, well, Peter, I still say you're a swell actor, and I wish women would go for me the way they go for you. Boy, if I only had your profile and your physique.
But, Jackie, a good physique is easy to acquire.
Oh, no, it's not. I once sent away for a bodybuilding course, and I got enrolled in a pastry-making course for 2 weeks.
How'd it work out?
Now I've got lemon meringue muscles. But, Peter, that's not my only problem. I want to know if you'll do me a favor.
A favor? By all means, Jackie. For you, I would do anything under the sun.
Oh, swell. I saw your newest MGM picture, Two Sisters from Boston. Now I want you to see a picture of my sister from Brooklyn.
This stand-in for Lassie is your sister? I suppose you want me to go out with her.
Well, remember, you said that for me, you'd do anything under the sun.
Cloudy day today. Isn't it, old man?
Oh, Peter, you're turning down the most glamorous girl in New York. This morning, she tried to take a milk bath, but she couldn't.
Why not?
By the time she got into the tub, there was no room for the cow. Now, what do you say, Peter? Will you take her out on a date?
No, Jackie, no. I've been studying this picture of your sister wearing an evening gown.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she look like she was poured into it?
Definitely, and it looks like they forgot to remove the funnel.
Okay, Peter. You just forget the whole thing. I guess you don't want to marry into a millionaire family, huh?
Millionaire family?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, are your people rich?
Rich? Why, my dear fellow, in some homes they have mice in the cellar.
Well?
In our cellar we have mink. Of course, we weren't always wealthy. As a matter of fact, things were pretty rough when I was a baby.
Why?
No talcum powder. But now, of course, we've got loads of money.
Jackie, if your family really has money, I will go out with your sister.
Oh, swell. And maybe you'll even get married.
Sure, and after a year or so, we'll be hearing the patter of big feet around the house.
No, Peter, you mean you'll hear the patter of little feet.
Big feet. Your mother will be living with us. Jackie, I'm going to wire my studio that I'm retiring from pictures to marry the richest girl in New York. I'll be right back.
Jackie, what did you get yourself into? Well, for heaven's sake, Jackie, when Peter Lawford finds out your family isn't rich, he'll murder you.
Oh, gee, you're right, Bud. I've got to think fast. What'll I do? I couldn't make a getaway to South America. No, it's too hot there. Mexico? No, it's too hot there. Bud, where can I go?
When Peter Lawford gets back, he'll tell you.
No, it's too hot there, too. Oh, wait, I've got an idea. Peter. Hey, Peter, don't send that telegram.
Were you calling me, Jackie? Mm-hmm. What's the matter?
Peter, I've got terrible news. I just had a phone call from my father.
Well, don't tell me he refused to give me your sister's hand.
Her hand? Anybody who wants her can have all of her. No, the trouble is, Peter, I told you we were wealthy, but now we're poor again. See, my father went down to the track today with his entire fortune and bet it on a horse. The race has been over for hours.
Well, what's your father doing now?
He's waiting for his horse to come in.
What time did the horse race begin?
Went off at 3 o'clock and now it's 10.
Jack!
The nag across the finish line, but who knows when?
The odds were 97 to 1.
Boy! The jockey! The horse looked fine and fit. It had a skin like silk.
It used to pull a wagon and deliver the milk.
Oh, Frankie! My daughter grew a beard on his chin. Waiting for the horse to come in, it was a sure shot. Waiting for the horse to come in, it's now a glue pot. Waiting for the horse to come in. Now that you've sat as songbirds, Margaret Whiting takes the spotlight to show us what singing really sounds like. Maggie?
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Looks like Peter Lawford's romance with your sister isn't working out, and here's how that sort of thing has been set to music. In Love and Vain. Wanna be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and cry your eyes out. Your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my love to be in love in vain. As wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree. In vain.
told you a dozen times to keep that door closed. You have the house full of flies.
How many mothers find themselves making the same speech dozens of times every day in the summertime? Fact is, friends, no matter how careful you are to keep the doors and screens closed, those pesky flies and mosquitoes will find their way into the house. Which means that you really need a good insecticide around to assure your comfort. And today, thanks to wartime discoveries, the insecticides you buy are more effective than ever in mosquitoes and flies, but other harmful household insects as well.
That isn't all, Mr. Collier. I know I'm buying a safe and handy package when I buy insecticides in convenient tin cans.
You're right, for the tin can means complete protection. And you'll find that canned insecticides are so handy to store on your shelf until they're needed. So when you buy insecticides, buy them in cans. And today, the best insecticide brands come in Continental cans.
Say, Peter, even though my family's poor again, I hope you're still interested in my sister.
Don't start that again, Jackie. I just called your father, and he said that he never bet on a horse in his life, and he never did have any money.
Oh, but Peter,
Don't try to deny it, you little shrimp.
Hey, who are you calling a little shrimp? Why, I've got hair on my chest.
Stop bragging. So is a cocker spaniel. Now talk up. Did you or did you not lie to me?
Oh, I did, Peter. Oh, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm a disgrace to my scout troop. Number 463, Skunk Patrol. Well, it was nice knowing you, Peter.
Well, never mind that. I just want you to remember that in the future, if you must tell lies, don't tell silly little ones.
Huh?
Tell great big ones that you can be proud of, like the ones we tell at the Hollywood Tall Story Club.
Oh, well, what's the Hollywood Tall Story Club?
Well, that's an organization we have out on the coast that meets once a year to see who can tell the biggest lie. At the last meeting, I won this championship medal.
Oh, well, say, Bud, Ray, did you hear that? Peter Lawford won this medal for telling the biggest lie at the Hollywood Tall Story Club.
Oh, well, Mr. Lawford, I don't suppose you'd let the boys try to win that championship away from you, would you?
Well, Mr. Collier, I'd be glad to hand over the medal to anyone who can tell a bigger whopper than I did.
Well, the contest is on, and Bud, you be the referee.
Okay. First, Mr. Lawford, let's hear the lie that made you champion.
All right. This is the story of the time I went big game hunting in Africa 20 years ago.
Hold it. 20 years ago, you were only 2 years old.
I know, but I was tall for my age. Well, sir, I was walking through the jungle carrying my trusty rifle, when all of a sudden I saw a huge lion standing on top of a big rock. Well, I raised my rifle and shot at the lion. When the smoke cleared away, the lion was still there. I raised my gun again and sent a bullet right into the lion's mouth. But when the smoke cleared away, the lion was still there.
Boy, this is some lion.
Well, gentlemen. Well, gentlemen, I fired bullet after bullet, but each time the smoke cleared away,
the lion was still there.
Yes, I had only 30 bullets. And before I knew it, I was down to my last one. This time I took very careful aim. I pulled the trigger, and this time when the smoke cleared away, the lion was gone. So was my throat. The 30th bullet had done the trick. With a shout of joy, I scrambled up to the top of the rock, and when I looked down on the other side, what do you think I saw?
I can't imagine.
What did you see?
Believe it or not, gentlemen, sprawled out there on the ground were 30 dead lions.
Oh. Oh, brother, that's the biggest lie I've heard since Ray Block had a pompadour. Peter, you're a real champion.
Thank you, Jack.
After I tell you my lie, Mr. Lawford will be ex-champion.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
I'm going to tell about my hunting trip in the Sahara Desert. It was midsummer, and I had pitched my tent near the lake. Suddenly, I saw...
Just a second. A lake in the Sahara Desert? Next thing, you'll be finding an apple tree.
So I climbed the nearby apple tree. And sure enough, I spotted a flock of geese swimming around on a lake.
But, Mr. Block, there is no lake in the Sahara Desert.
Mr. Lawford, as they say on Park Avenue, zip your lip. Go ahead, Ray.
Thank you. Well, I raised my gun, and just as I was about to fire, the temperature suddenly dropped from 109 degrees to 30 below zero. And the whole lake froze into a solid piece of ice.
Oh, no, Mr. Block. Now, you're not going to give us that old one about the geese having their legs trapped in the ice. And all you have to do is walk out and pick them up.
Oh, no, that would be a lie. I walked toward the frozen lake. But when the geese saw me coming, they started to flap their wings. Gentlemen, they flapped their wings so hard They flew up into the air carrying all the ice with them. And that's why to this day there is no lake in the Sahara Desert.
Well, Mr. Lawford, that tops your story.
Yes, Mr. Collier, I know when I'm licked. Mr. Block, I now hand you this line championship medal over to you.
Thank you. This is an unexpected honor, and as champion, I want to say...
Not so fast, Mr. Block. Jackie, how about you?
Oh, I can't compete with you fellas. Nothing ever happened to me that would win the lying championship.
Oh, come on, think of something, Jackie.
Oh, but Bud, I tell you, I've never had any unusual experience.
Okay, then the contest is over.
Except once. Oh. In Alaska.
Here we go, man. Hold on to your hats.
I happen to be in Alaska playing a theater date. A split week at Lowe's Igloo. One afternoon, I, too, decided to go hunting. Of course, I'm not a crack shot like you, Peter. But just for practice, I shot a cigarette out of a man's mouth.
Well, that was fine shooting, Jack.
No, it wasn't. I was aiming at a tree. So then I decided instead of going hunting, I'd go for a ride in my racing car. Well, it was a pleasant day, and I was driving along at 700 miles an hour when all of a sudden I found myself out in the country. As I stepped on the gas, the car got out of control. I ran off the road into a field of wheat, through a patch of strawberries, into a chicken coop, and through a herd of cows. Before long, I heard a churning noise in the engine. And what do you think happened?
What?
The motor had threshed the wheat into flour, picked up 4 eggs from the chicken coop, 12 strawberries from the strawberry patch, 1/4 milk from the cow, turned the milk into whipped cream, and in 5 minutes... out of the exhaust pipe came the most beautiful strawberry shortcake you ever saw.
Well, Ray, that tops your story, I'm afraid. Now you're the ex-champion.
I guess so. Here's my medal, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Ray. And I promise that I will cherish it always. I'll do everything in my...
Say, fellas, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Margaret. We've just had a contest to see who could tell the biggest lie. And Jackie just won this medal as champion.
Oh, I see. Can anyone get into the contest? Maybe I could win the medal.
Oh, don't be silly, Margaret. How could you compete against men?
Sure, go away, Margaret. This is big-time lying we've been doing.
But, boys, we ought to give her a chance. Maybe Miss Whiting can outdo us in this lying department.
Well, okay, Maggie. Go ahead and tell us the biggest lie you can think of.
All right. Well, this happened last week at my birthday party. Just as my mother brought in the birthday cake with 17 candles on it, and one of the boys kissed me. Well, that never happened to me before, so
Just a minute, Maggie. Last week you were 17 years old.
And you'd never been kissed before?
That's right.
That's all, boss.
The medal, Maggie.
Meet the new champion, everybody.
Now I've heard everything. Good night, folks.
Good night, Peter. Thanks, Peter Lawford, for paying us a visit. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our guest from Hollywood will be that glamour boy from Moscow, one of your favorite screen comedians, Misha Auer. Good night, all.
The Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Sloab and written by Will Glickman. Next week, in addition to Jackie Kelk, Margaret Whiting, and Ray Block's orchestra, we will have as our special guest the celebrated screen comedian, Misha Auer. This is Bud Collier, inviting you to be with us then. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you each week by the members of the Continental Can family, producing for the health, welfare, and happiness of the nation. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.